Now I'm asking you, do not begin to question me at this time. Listen to what I tell you and then act on what I speak. Do not be concerned about what others are saying, because it's here a little and there a little. You will get the full entire picture as you listen to each and every prophet. Grasp hold of my word and do not let go of it. Yes, there is great destruction, but also great prosperity coming upon this land. The prosperity will be from me, saith the Lord. I am going to prosper those who are mine. I have said this over and over and over again. You have heard others speak about prosperity whenever I've been telling you that there's great destruction. They do not listen intently to my whole word, because they do not want to upset the body. But the body must understand that there is destruction coming, but in the midst of the destruction is prosperity for those who are truly mine. I have promised, I am waging a war, and that war is against the enemy. And I have promised you that the wealth of the wicked is truly laid up for the righteous. And you are going to see those peoples come and lay checks in your hand. You are going to see me supernaturally make you debt free. You are going to see me move into the churches who had no finances, and they will have more than enough, because they have proven themselves to me. They have proven that I can trust them with what they have, the little I have given them, and now I am going to supply them with plenty. But they will take that plenty and they will increase my kingdom. They will not increase their kingdoms, but they will increase my kingdom. And because of this, many souls will be brought into my kingdom. A great slaughter is about to occur. A great slaughter of unrighteous mammon. And I tell you that I'm going to bring that mammon into my church, and I'm going to supply the needs of my people. You have suffered much at the hands of the enemy, but my word says that the violent take it by force. As you have violently come before me in your prayer closets, as you have even argued with me at times, and you have stated your cases over and over and over again, I, the Lord thy God, I am now ready to come, and I'm going to vindicate you. I'm going to bring you the very desires of your heart. For the desires of your heart have lined up with my word. You have not cried out to me and argued with me to heap onto your bosom, but you've cried out to me and argued with me so that the church could flourish and come forth. Now is the time. Now is the hour. Even as you lay your head on your pillow this night, I'm going to give you deep revelation knowledge. And my children, when I wake you up and I say, come alone with me, you must get up and come alone with me. For I want to give you a wealth of information at this given time. Do you understand that I want my church to flourish? Do you understand that I want to cut the enemy off totally and completely from my body? Do you not understand that I am bringing my glory in all of its fullness? And those who have stood in the wilderness and they have held my hand and they kept on going when there was no reason to go on, they are going to see the fullness of who I truly am. I am bringing great wealth into my church, a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of my spirit. I'm going to feed my children fresh manna from heaven. Gold dust will be seen everywhere, because truly the streets are paved with gold, and the angels are running to and fro, frantically getting ready for what I'm getting ready for them to do. They are excited. They are excited to come down and bring down the wealth into this, I'm hearing God say, into this congregation. You have cried out, you have cried out, and you have cried out. And I am now answering your cry. Your heart's desire is right there. Hold out your hand and receive all that I have for you. It does not matter in what fashion it comes or what form it comes. It is from me, saith the Lord. Grasp hold of it, take it into your bosom, and apply it to yourself. I am that I am, and I am ready now to bless those who have trusted me in their wilderness experience. You are not like the Israelite children. You have not been wandering around aimlessly, not knowing where to go. You have been staying close to me, holding my hand, and expecting me to lead, guide, and direct you. Therefore, I have now come, and I'm going to lead you to the places that I would have you to be. Do not think it a strange thing if I change things drastically in your life. Do not think it a strange thing if I turn the apple cart upside down. Do not think it a strange thing when the impossible happens, for I, the Lord thy God, I have come with much love. I have come with much love to pour out upon those who have been faithful to me, who have trusted me in the severest trials that life could ever throw your way. I have come with much love, and I am ready to bless, and I will bless, saith the Lord. I will bless those who are mine. You have paid the ultimate price. You have suffered much at the hand of the enemy, but you prevailed, and you have found great favor in my eyes. And there's even those in here this night who you've cried out to me and cried out to me and cried out to me. You thought you've passed me by, you don't care about me, you won't even answer my prayer. Well, that is not true. Most of your prayers have been negative prayers anyhow, prayers that do not even line up with my word. But I've heard it all, and I've seen it all, and I'm ready to come and answer to each and every one of your heart's cries that line up with my word. So those things that I do not answer were not of me anyway. So I'm asking each one of you in this place this night, cast all bitterness aside. Cast all your vain imaginations aside. And trust me, knowing that I know exactly what you have need of, and I know what is best for you. I know what the enemy has brought your way, and I know what I have brought your way. I'm cutting off everything that I did not bring. Some of you will be standing alone, and you will not understand. But in the days ensuing, you will understand all things. For I have come to explain myself in minute detail, and you will understand all things that you have not been able to comprehend in the past. And then, my children, you shall rise up into a different realm. You shall rise up into a realm of complete knowledge in me and of what I really stand for. And then I will send you forth to do a great and powerful works for me. I'm asking you this night, do not bow to the enemy one second longer, but stand firm in calm assurance that I am able to do all that I have promised, and I have truly come. The shaking is over, and now the separation will begin. So stand your ground. Stand your ground at all cost, and allow me to be the father that I desire to be in your life. There will be volcanoes, there will be tornadoes, there will be hurricanes that will erupt in the next couple months. You're going to hear much on the news that is not good. But I'm asking you not to dwell on those things. I'm asking you to dwell on the things in the heavenly realm. I'm asking you to dwell on my glory, my goodness, my grace, and my love. For children, I say unto you this night, there is an antidote for everything that's going to occur, and I am the one who will apply it. You can do nothing about it. Just trust me, obey me, and go forth encouraged this night with my love, my grace, and my peace. and know that I am with you always. I have spoken, and so shall it be. Those of you in here this night who are concerned about the beggarly elements of this world, stop it. Stop it now. Place your eyes solely and completely upon me and my grace and my mercy. For what has been spoken shall be, and you cannot stop it. But you can glorify me, you can honor me, and you definitely can praise me. For I am worthy of your praises.